The Rebellious and the Dying Slave by Michelangelo. Two men are bound by cords. One struggles to free himself, contorting his body and muscles. The other looks calm, on the brink of sleep. There are different interpretations about what these figures represent, but it's thought that they symbolize the way we are bound to our bodies and only released or freed by death. This is because they were meant to decorate the tomb of Pope Julius II, but the project was changed and they were never finished. Walk around them and you can still see the marks left by Michelangelo's tools. Although Michelangelo, as a Renaissance artist, was inspired by antiquity, his work is different. He would use a single block of marble for his sculptures, rather than multiple pieces as they used to. He modestly said that he was simply releasing the sculpture that was already within by removing the excess marble. You can see how he does this with the small monkey that seems to be emerging from the marble. It's also interesting that this was for the tomb of a pope, the head of the Catholic Church. Once they found nudity was just too rude and would cover up statues. It shows how far art and society had changed, that this was now acceptable for a pope.